Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
So tell us about the alien abduction phenomena. Is that all tied into close encounters?
Well, the abduction phenomenon, I mean, I had that happen to me, so I'm definitely part of it, is a subset of a very much larger experience that mankind is having with this. Like, for example, if you go into the Communion Letters archive, you find very few descriptions of abductions. Not, there's some, certainly. I mean, there's a significant minority of, let me put it that way. It's not, they're not that rare, but they're certainly not the majority. The actual truth is that the experience is so varied, so complex, that it's the most complex thing that has ever happened to human beings. And this is one of the things that this book, when you read those letters all together and the analysis of the letters, you realize this is something. Something is happening to these people. And it is very different. Like, there's one guy, I'm back in correspondence with some of them. Some of them are still with us and with him, and he still remembers this experience like it was yesterday. He was working late, and he came home in the early hours of the morning, and went to bed. And as he put it, it felt like his head exploded, like he no longer existed. Now, there's a syndrome called exploding head syndrome, if you can believe it, where the head doesn't actually explode, but the person has this
pressure,
this feeling that their head has exploded.
Yeah.
And he had that, but then something happened that was very different. You'd think if that was only the only thing the letter was about, you would send him a note saying, well, why don't you talk to a neurologist and he'll tell you about what happened to you? And you had this thing called exploding head syndrome, which is a known syndrome. But a little while later, this noise comes over his house, this throbbing noise, and he begins to feel as if his soul is being pulled out of his body. And this is, I mean, we live in a civilization where we deny that the soul even exists. And most of us, we would say, oh, I believe I have a soul. But we don't feel that. You don't feel that. And, you know, we look at death and we think, well, do I have a soul? here he is, and he starts to struggle with this, and finally his wife embraces him and ends up embracing him on top of him, and they're struggling with this thing throbbing above the house, and his soul going up, and his wife calling to him and holding him and saying, don't leave. And this goes on for 2.5 hours through the whole night. And then at dawn, as dawn breaks, the throbbing noise slowly disappears into the night, into what is left of the night, and they are left alone. Now, what in the world was that about?
Exactly.
Was someone trying to steal his soul? Or was someone trying to replace it? What was going on there? George, we don't know where we are or what we are or who in the world is here with us.
Are these visitors trying to communicate with us, Whitley?
Yes, some of them. And if you read the book, you find that there are parts of this that indicate there is real hope for something happening here that's positive and good for us. But there's also a darker side to it, no question. Like the abductions, just go back to that, and then we'll talk about communication in a second. The abductions were basically, they're not going on very much anymore. You rarely hear about them. You know, we would get the reports at Unknown Country if they were happening a lot. And we do get reports, but on the order of 10 or 12 a year, not 10 or 12 a day, which is would have been the case in the 70s. So it was an operation of some kind that went on, and it started in the late 60s and went into the late 90s, and then it kind of tapered off. But what was consistently done is sexual material was taken from people. I had it taken from me. Many women lost eggs and fetuses. And what happened? What was done? I think the core of the secrecy is the fact that this was done, and when it was done, it meant that the visitors did not have to worry about being exposed because they knew the government, unable to stop this, would never reveal it, would never admit that this was happening and they didn't understand it and they couldn't stop it. And believe me, I know people deep in this, and this is their primary concern. This is the reason, this is the core reason for the secrecy, right here.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Now, in part two, you talk about a conflict between the military and the visitors. What is that conflict?
Well, it started very early, and it was intentionally brought on by the visitors. They did this. They did it on purpose. But it's not because, it's because for whatever reason, they can't or won't just sit down and talk with us. I don't think they can, and I'll tell you why in a little while. What they did was, it started before the Roswell incident. There were missiles, German missiles being tested at White Sands. These missiles had been confiscated from the Nazis as World War II ended, and they were testing them at White Sands in order to understand how they worked. And stuff began to happen to them. Something would shoot at them, and they would be destroyed. And so
while they were testing them, they would be disintegrated. Yeah,
and this was, of course, the beginning of the atomic age. And what was happening was that someone was trying to maybe prevent us from using missiles or to warn us about them, because they would have known that atomic warheads were going to end up on those missiles. And they may have even known that eventually there would be many countries capable of firing missiles, like right now. Iran is trying to get an atomic bomb and a missile capable of reaching Israel, because Israel is such a small country. They know that a big enough atomic weapon can ruin the country forever, and they will fire that if they can, and the Israelis know it. There's no question about it. If they were able to do that, they would destroy Israel.
They would try, that's for sure.
They would succeed. If they got an atomic warhead detonated anywhere over that area of the world, they would succeed. And as I say, the Israelis know how vulnerable they are. And that's why they have such a massive program in Iran to continually screw up their progress with their atomic weapons. In any case, that's not really part of our story. The point is that early on, the visitors knew that atomic weapons were extremely dangerous. And now what then happens is this crash occurs north of Roswell, 30 miles away. Now, why are we testing missiles? Why are we frantically building up a nuclear arsenal? The reason is that there are 4.5 million Russian troops poised at the Iron Curtain in Central Europe, ready to sweep across and take all of Western Europe and quite possibly the UK as well. The only thing stopping them is the fact that we have the 509th Bomber Wing, which is stationed at Roswell Army Airfield, and is the only atomic bomber wing in the world. Russia does not have the atomic bomb yet. And it is capable. Those planes will, some of them will get through, because Russia does not have sufficiently sophisticated anti-aircraft defenses to stop them. And Stalin knows this. And this is what prevents him from invading Western Europe. Now, something crashes. An unknown craft a few miles from that base. Are they worried? They're worried. They're very worried. And I think, and I can't prove this, I can't find documentation about this, but one of the old officers who's now passed on, Walter Hout, hinted to me that they didn't have a fully the wing was not fully operational at the time, which meant that there weren't a sufficient number of atomic bombs available, because it takes so long to build them in those days, and they were just starting out. And if that craft had been a Russian craft that had landed people with Geiger counters, or it had a longer range measuring device aboard, it would have found that there wasn't enough radiation leaking out at the airbase to justify the presence of a lot of nuclear weapons. So the whole world's freedom was hanging in the balance as far as these the Air Force was concerned. And of course, this crash was immediately known all the way up the line to higher headquarters. And then, as Arthur Exon put it, when they began to gather the debris, reports came back, started to come back, that were utterly fantastic, that there were bodies of people there that were not human beings. And this is 1947. Remember, nobody knows a thing about aliens. We have no idea yet how big the universe actually is. There's no such thing as a radio telescope. We don't know much about the universe around us. And all of a sudden, something out of a science fiction story appears to be real.
Yeah.
And these people, they had no idea how to deal with it. That's why Art said to me, Exon, not Bell, everyone from Truman on down knew what we had found was not of this world within 24 hours of our finding it. That's a quote. Now, let's understand something about the visitors. They don't have the same relationship to death that we do. They are in command. There's no veil between the living and the dead for them. That's why in the earlier story, they had the girls, the little girl. They are in control of that level of reality, meaning that dying doesn't mean as much to them.
They probably download thoughts and brains and put it in clone bodies and just continue.
Well, exactly. I mean, you don't know how they do it, but they whatever happened at Roswell, they were, I think they meant to crash that device there. I think, and they did it because they knew that it would be the beginning of secrecy, and they knew they could not do what they wanted to do with us without the government being completely secretive about it.
So you're saying they engineered the secrecy?
They engineered the secrecy from the beginning. Whether they did it on purpose or by accident, I cannot know. But it was their actions that caused the secrecy. And during the abduction period, the secrecy was essential. They couldn't do that. If we had known that was happening, this would have been, you talk about guns, we got guns now. We would have had a fairly large number of guns around at that point.
Oh, yeah.
And there would have been lights everywhere. People would have been waiting for them.
Especially if the government said, we can't stop this.
Exactly. But instead, it was all kept secret, and they were free to do what they wanted to do. Now, the interesting thing is now it's the situation is different. The planet's in some kind of a crisis environmentally. We see that things happening all the time that are very strange. I mean, Art and I wrote Superstorm, and sometimes it looks like it's about to happen. And we also have the proliferation of nuclear weapons into the hands of irresponsible states like North Korea and Iran. And so we've got, and Russia, I should add, is also an irresponsible state at this point. But I don't have much expectation that their nuclear arsenal is very real, for the simple reason that it is powered by liquid fuel missiles that are all very old. And I think that if Russia tries to start a nuclear war, what you're going to find are a lot of odd explosions in Siberia and probably not many missiles, if any, rising up. But it only takes one.
I was just going to say that. That's all you need.
Yeah. Only takes one. So you've got these two things that the visitors have been concerned about from the get-go, nuclear war and environment. They do want us to survive. No question. I don't know what their motives are. They may not be good, might not be to our liking, but they definitely want us to survive. So their situation has now changed. They no longer need secrecy. They need to come out and to be known. And I think that that might happen, but if it does happen, it's going to be them who engineered it, not us. The government, as I've said earlier, and for reasons that are very obvious, is going to be dragged kicking and screaming into this. It's not going to be telling anything unless they absolutely have to. And the visitors could make them do it, I'm sure.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the NFL.